with us, our political observer, Alan Shar, talking. Alan, on this Christmas Eve, headlines coming out of South Sudan as the UN chief, Ban Ki-moon, is urging steps to calm the conflict there.
Not a nice story in terms of peace on earth. Here is a real Holocaust in which people are being wiped out indiscriminately. And the question then becomes, what is the role of the rest of the world? What was the role of the rest of the world when so many Jews and Gypsies and Catholics and others were being wiped out in Germany? What if we had intervened earlier? On the other hand, is the United States the world's policeman? Are we the ones who have to go in and make things right? Well, in this case, the UN is calling for peacekeeping and the Secretary General saying that people will be held responsible. But in the end, it'll be the United States that will play a part of this, I'm quite sure. If they don't, there will be those people who say they should have. And if they do, there'll be a lot of people who say, we can't be the world's policemen. So it's a terrible situation. And here we go again, is the refrain, with great power comes great responsibility.
Well, we turn to the issue of, how do I put this, Alan? Holiday heart syndrome.
We do know, David, that heart attacks increase during this time. A lot of pressure on families to get the presents that everybody wants. A lot of running around. There's another story on the wires today about how Americans really believe that Christmas is not about a religious ceremony or a religious approach to life, but about, you know, just holiday cheer. Well, what happens is people try to live up to that, and they run around a lot. They get very upset when they can't produce what they're supposed to produce, and quite often they have heart attacks in much greater numbers than usual. So I think everybody, I hope, will just take it easy and not see this as a clutch situation in which they have to produce and eat too much and certainly drink too much, because we see a spike up in atrial fibrillation and other syndromes that are attached to the heart and to the body. Take it easy, everybody.
You know, you mentioned the issue of religious holiday versus secular holiday, and certainly we live in a secular society within a capitalist system, which pushes the idea of stuff.
Oh, yeah. We see little children who want nothing but the newest iPhones, electronic gadgets. It's an acquisitive society. One of the interesting things that we're seeing in the headlines this morning is that there are fewer and fewer people who are willing to buy during this time. Our Christmas sales are off, even though the economy is doing better. That may well be because we've just all experienced a terrible time, and people are not going to go for it in the way that the merchants and others and economists would hope. Christmas, David, is a time when a good part of this world reflects and should reflect. I am not a Christian, but I tell you there's something very admirable in people taking a deep breath and saying, what is this world really all about? And that is what we are seeing less of.